SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Very busy day for President Trump in Asia Tuesday, meeting Japan's new prime minister and speaking to U.S. troops. The president heads to South Korea Wednesday. He's set to meet with Chinese Xi Jinping early Thursday in Korea. Democrats and Republicans still trading the blame over the government shutdown. Second longest funding lapse, now approaching 28 days.
While notices of rising health insurance premiums are landing in voters' mailboxes, sending some to town halls to vent their frustration as they face losing their health care coverage due to skyrocketing premiums as subsidies expire, Republicans are doubling down on their efforts to oppose the Affordable Care Act. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
You know that it is subsidizing bad policy.
Democrats say that expired tax credits that kept costs lower should be extended and are refusing to reopen the government until they are. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Melissa just keeps growing and getting worse all the time. The hurricane, a Category 5, blasting the outskirts of Jamaica right now. Forecasters say it's only going to get worse. That storm, by the way, being blamed already for the deaths of six people in the Northern Caribbean. Two strong earthquakes in the Atlantic, rattling Eastern Caribbean.
A 6.5 magnitude earthquake struck in open waters of the Atlantic Ocean and was felt throughout the Eastern Caribbean. The quake occurred about 100 miles east of Guadalupe at a depth of 6 miles. The earthquake felt on islands including Antigua and as far as St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Shortly afterward, a magnitude 6.0 aftershock struck in the same area. I'm Julie Walker.
And this is SRN News. A New Jersey getting a late-term abortion clinic.
The plan is for the facility to open in the summer of next year, taking advantage of the state's extremely liberal abortion laws. In fact, New Jersey is one of only 9 states that place no gestational limitations on the procedure, meaning that a woman can choose to terminate her pregnancy right up to the moment of birth. Organizers say the new abortion clinic will also offer so-called, quote, gender-affirming care for people who want to live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington reporting.
Japan's parliament electing Sanae Takaichi as the country's first female prime minister. She met a couple of hours ago with the president. She's a conservative who lists former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher among her role models. She's also said to be opposed to gay marriage and the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. Consumers are complaining about some General Motors engines. Here's Bill Alexander.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is expanding its probe into 286,000 General Motors vehicles in the United States over a possible engine failure issue. Investigators say it's an engine bearing failure in GM's L87 6.2-liter engine installed in models such as the Chevrolet Silverado 1500 and Cadillac Escalade.
Israel's foreign minister says his government will never allow Turkish troops to take part in a future international peace force in Gaza. Now, the United States had proposed creating a force to oversee the ceasefire agreement in the war, but Israel says it staunchly opposes any participation by Turkey. That because of President Erdogan's hostility toward the Jewish state. More details at srnnews.com.